Torb, good morning, and it's been one hell of a week in rugby league, Pete.
Yeah, g'day Ray, g'day Webby, how
g'day,
are you?
G'day Torb. Very good,
yeah,
mate, I'm very good.
But
very quiet week, isn't it, in rugby league?
Oh, well, you know, that's why rugby league, covering it, is so much fun. I mean, it changes every hour, let alone every day. And, of course, what's happened at the foot of the mountains this week has taken a few people by surprise. I mean, we knew he was in trouble, but we didn't think it was coming this quick. But I think the most intriguing part of it, and not much has been written or said about it, is the fact that both Anthony Griffin and, of course, Phil Gould have the same manager in the veteran manager, Wayne Beavis. Now, how does somebody look after both clients in a situation like that? And obviously, the big payout straight away on the Monday was there, and they'd hoped that everything would go away. And then, of course, up stepped Anthony Griffin into the spotlight on with a compelling interview on Fox. But then, of course, Gus had the last say, as we all knew he would. But overnight, in comes a third member of the stable from Wayne Beavis in Trent Barrett, saying that he's not happy with a few things at Manly. So it's interesting. And with the old fella that's been around the game a long time, Wayne Beavis, in there, you don't know what's going to happen.
Well, I always thought, Zorb, you know this as well as many people in the league, I thought Beaver was no longer an accredited manager. Isn't he a consultant? He's a very busy consultant.
He's a very busy consultant. He is.
Big consultancy and, that he's doing at the moment.
It's interesting. I think there's been a backfiring at what Penrith wanted to happen. I think that they misunderstood Ivan Cleary's absolute character, and it should have been out there for everyone to see. He wasn't going to go back on his word, and he's not. And I think that's probably thrown a spanner in the works in what they wanted to happen. So let's see what happens from here. I can't see Wayne Bennett working with Phil Gould at Penrith, even though a lot of people are tipping it.
I agree.
Interesting, Pete. Pete, so what is happening with Trent Barrett? What's his main issue at the moment with Manly?
Well, I'm not sure, because Trent was desperate to be one of the elite, one of the 16 head coaches. And Bob Fulton grabbed him a couple of years ago out of the Penrith system. Now, Trent knew what he was going to, but he wanted the chance. It was spoiled for facilities at Penrith. I mean, they got state-of-the-art facilities, plenty of money. But Manly got by with what they've had. And they leave Penrith a dead in results in the last 15 years. And while 2018's been poor overall for Barrett, it's interesting that they've beaten teams like Brisbane away, Penrith away, Melbourne away, and the Broncos away. So even though they haven't got the facilities that other clubs have, they've still got a fairly good roster, and it's an identical side to the final side, or the side that Barrett took to the finals last year, except for one player, Blake Green. Now, he was allowed to go because Barrett thought that he had Mitchell Pearce. Now, Pearce got cold feet when Manly salary cap problems emerged, and he went to Newcastle. In the meantime, Green was allowed to go despite the fact that all the mail that Barrett was getting from within the club was, don't do anything until you get a signature on the line. Now, that was Barrett's mistake, and it's resulted in the season they've had, with Green playing beautifully for the Warriors, doing what he did for Manly last year, and that's you know, get them around the park and be calm in a crisis. So I don't know where this is coming from. I think somewhere it's aligned with what's happening at Penrith.
Well, he's not actually quoted anywhere saying, I'm going to quit, in this story that's in the Sunday Telegraph today. Do you understand that? Is it that dire, Zorba?
I only found out about it in the last week, and I haven't had a chance to talk to Trent. And I'm just going on what I was told yesterday, that there was a breach notice handed in over over. So he's putting the club on notice. That's unconfirmed, but I'm pretty sure they're trying to work things through. But look, there could be some underlying avenues here that involves Penrith that I'm not seeing. But I can't. I've got all the time in the world for Cameron Ciraldo. I know him well. I went away with an Italian side to the World Cup with him when he was playing, and he always showed signs of being a coach. And all of the talk in the NRL is that he's a gun young coach, and that's part of the reason why Penrith are happy to give him the reins now. I dare say he got a few grey hairs and he's welcome to the chair last night, but no, he'll do a good job. But the Barrett thing has come, it's been building. And I personally think he's missing having someone like Bozo on his shoulder.
Yeah, watch that space. Hey, so we just mentioned Penrith, their comeback win yesterday, 17-16 in Golden Point against the Gold Coast. They're having their problems more so off the field. They're heart attack kids on the field for their supporters. But St George are on the slide. The bottom five, are they just making up the numbers in the race for this premiership this season?
Well, let's go through them. I mean, the teams in the eight, I've never seen so many teams that have got the shakes like the teams that are in the eight now, just a few weeks out from the finals. The Panthers, I mean, winning can't mask the problems that they've got. Three back from the dead wins in the last 3 weeks when they were dead and buried in every game. And if they're going to be dead and buried in the games against the opponents they played in the last couple of weeks, they're going to be in awful trouble when they face the likes of the Roosters and South Sydney in a big one. So they're in trouble. The Dragons, well, they're dying on the vine, aren't they? Again, at the end of the season, they lost 8 of their 12 last year to finish. Widdop's injured now. He, surprisingly enough, he has not been the same player, and he's had no luck since he went blonde. Ridiculous. They say blondes have more fun. Well, I don't know. They're going nowhere, particularly if he's out. If that injury comes up today as serious and he's got any period of time out with that shoulder, then say goodbye to them. The Broncos are very inconsistent, not the club they were. They had the Cowboys done the other night, 12 points in front with only 15 to go. Couldn't do them. Look out if Greg Inglis returns as expected for the Broncos versus South clash on Thursday night. That could put them into a spiral even further. Now, Cronulla, I reckon Cronulla can come out of it. They're not far from getting back, but they have lost their last two games. They faced a Storm today on the back of losses to Brisbane and Manly. Two easy missed penalties in both those games have cost them victory. And they've got to get that right, and they need to bounce back against the Storm today. But I reckon they will, although they have some tiring players in their side. The Warriors, well, they're hot and cold. They can beat anyone on their day. The form is hardly convincing, and like St George Illawarra, they can go straight out in week one, and that's five out of the eight that are out of form.
Zorba, we had a couple of big name retirements announced this week with Billy Slater and Jason Nightingale. Slater, in particular, given all the football you've seen and all the great fullbacks you've seen, where does he rank?
Oh, right up there, if not just about the best. Mm. I mean, I grew up in Wollongong watching Graham Langlands play. I always rated Chang as one of the great fullbacks. I saw Les Johns. I didn't see Churchill. I just had the pleasure of being in awe of him as a young journalist talking to him when he coached South. But his reputation is unbelievable. I think, you know, in recent times we've had some great fullbacks, but Billy Slater is he's without peer. I think. I mean, he's just done such a remarkable job and set such a high standard. Throughout his career, he's recognised by many to be the best player to wear the number one jersey of any era, and I wouldn't say that he's not. And the fans have just got a handful of games now to see Billy and his Queensland Test teammate, the great JT, go around. Marvellous players in any era, and you can't believe that so many gun players, so many future immortals are going to go out in one lot.
It's amazing. Yeah, they're phenomenal players. But, Jay, one player who won't be retiring, Jared Hayne, he's turning the clock back.
Well, that was my mind went back to 2009 when St George Illawarra played Parramatta at Cogra Jubilee in a semi-final, and Raheem playing. Well, he took off. It was just a sublime performance. I've got to say that in the last month, it's obvious that his contract's up, and it's amazing that he can turn it on like this.
Isn't it amazing how that happens, or when players are coming off contract, they just suddenly become different men?
Yeah, they do. Well, you've got to remember that he hasn't done a day's work in his life. So the fact that he might have to go to work and do a real job might have put the fear of God into him. But he has been, by all reports, carrying a bit of a mystery injury. But like three tries in one half last night, just to sink St George Illawarra. I mean, they were terrible last night. But Parramatta were very, very good. Mm. And, I mean, everyone was scoring tries, even Vave, my old mate, Vave Maria, scored a try last night. CSI Vave, one of the great characters of the game. I thought they were terrific last night, 22-0 at half time, and you wouldn't believe it that they've left the Cowboys on percentages in last spot. And of course, the Cowboys beat the Broncos on Thursday night, so that battle for the spoon is really hotting up for the last few weeks. And boy, if either Parramatta or the Cowboys get it, then I don't think we've seen a better side ever to get the wooden spoon.
Yeah. I wonder what Jared Hayne would do when he retires from footy. What his dream would be?
Well,
work on WestConnex?
I don't think so. No. It won't involve much hard labour, I can tell you.
Exactly. Hey, Zorb, two games today. This is the last roll of dice for the Tigers. Tigers versus Raiders, Storm versus Sharks. What's the Zorba zapper for today?
Well, I don't like going to Canberra to play at this time of the year, and I reckon the West Tigers will struggle down there against Canberra. What's the start in that?
Yeah, the $1.85 minus 4.5 Canberra.
Canberra giving a start.
Minus 4.5, $1.85 the Raiders.
Wow. You really should stick with the Tigers on that, just purely for the price. I'll take the Tigers with a start. I was going to go Canberra if they got the start.
Okay.
But I'll go Tigers into the Sharks with a start. I reckon the Sharks are more than capable of an upset today. I reckon they'll ride into town and they will turn it on today. I reckon their big, strong pack of forwards will muscle up. And I think they've got the backs to match the Storm, even though the Storm have got two great wingers and a fantastic fullback. But I'm going to go for an upset. Sharks, Tigers into the Sharks today, Jimmy.
Terrific. Hey, Zorb, thanks as always. Really appreciate it. Mate, massive week again in Rugby League. We'll do it all again next Sunday, Zorb.
Look forward to it, boys. Have a great day.